This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. New Mexico is one of only 8 states that doesn't have an ethics commission, and lawmakers are considering a proposal to create one during the legislative session this year. Vicki Harrison of Common Cause New Mexico wants to know, how big does the scandal have to be before we have one here? She asks, what are we waiting for?
It was a long fall in New Mexico last year. In August, the state was stunned by a 64-count criminal complaint against the Secretary of State, our chief election and ethics officer. The charges against Diana Duran were based on her transfer of campaign contributions to private bank accounts, which she then used at local casinos. By the end of October, just as the House was to start impeachment hearings, Duran pled guilty to 6 counts, including 2 felonies related to embezzlement and money laundering. Then, problems with almost 40 other campaign finance reports, which had not been audited for years, came to light. Some of us started to wonder if the entire system was a facade. Several prominent PACs and political parties were fined. Legislators and others amended their campaign reports to comply with the law. It was a bumper crop of scandals, even for a state that's had its fair share of them, including secretaries of state, treasurers, public regulation commissioners, and legislators. Our state government has a confusing patchwork of different practices. Our plural executive consists of multiple independently elected treasurers, auditors, attorney generals, and governors. But local governments have their own ethics codes and charters. And our state constitution has created a unique citizens' legislature where elected officials keep their day jobs, have little staff, and meet for short periods of time. The system is almost tailor-made to create conflicts of interest and divided loyalties. There are few clear boundaries between the personal and the political. For several years now, Common Cause New Mexico has been advocating for a nonpartisan, independent body that would draw bright lines for elected officials by defining what is unethical and illegal before it gets to the front page headline. Now is the time to do it. Even before this fall's firestorm, polling data showed that 8 in 10 New Mexico voters believed corruption in our state was a problem. In today's climate of eroded public confidence and declining voter participation, we'd like to see lawmakers take meaningful action. It's one way to dispel the misconception that elected officials think they're above the law or that they only care about accountability at election time. It's time for an ethics commission. If not now, when?
Vicki Harrison is with Common Cause New Mexico. Her commentary is part of our People, Power, and Democracy Project, a collaboration between KUNM, New Mexico In Depth, New Mexico PBS, and the New Mexico Newsport. Funding for the project comes from the Thornburg Foundation. Find out more online at KUNM.org, including how to RSVP for our community event next week in Santa Fe.